Welcome back to our Proactive London studio, where I'm talking to Daniel Appiah, who is a Proactive research analyst, and he's just written a brand new research note all about Graphene Manufacturing Group, or GMG to their friends. You can read that report by clicking on the link up there in the corner. So Daniel, perhaps first things first, tell us a little bit about what they've just announced.
So the Graphene Manufacturing Group, also known as GMG, produces high-quality graphene from natural gas, and it is using this graphene to develop advanced graphene aluminium batteries. Now, GMG has announced recently a binding joint development agreement worth around $6 million Australian dollars with mining giant Rio Tinto. And GMG hopes the deal will accelerate the development of applications for its graphene aluminium batteries, with the deal with Rio Tinto focusing on heavy mobile equipment such as drills and excavators and trucks. And there are other stationary applications which they'll be exploring as well. So Rio Tinto will be providing technical and operational performance criteria by which GMG can adapt and reconfigure its batteries in line with industry and company specific requirements.
So graphene aluminium batteries, not one of those things that tends to make a lot of headlines. So perhaps you can shed a bit more light on what this deal really means in terms of just how significant it is.
Sure. So the binding agreement builds on the non-binding agreement which GMG signed with Rio Tinto from May of last year, and it could mark a really important step for commercializing GMG's core technologies by producing a sort of proof of concept industry application of its technology, primarily the pouch cell batteries that it produces. So GMG produces two types of batteries. The first is the coin cell batteries that you often find in watches and things like that. And that's primarily as a proof of concept for efficacy tests and on a small research scale to develop the core technology. But it's also producing pouch cell batteries, which are much more versatile and much more ubiquitous in their lithium ion form and used in a range of applications such as mobile technology, like laptops, where they'll be found inside the hard casing of the battery. And importantly, the pouch cells can be scaled for energy intensive applications for longer runtimes, because graphene batteries in GMG's research conditions have been shown to be able to charge at least 70 times faster than the lithium ion batteries, which we all use, as well as lasting around 3 times longer. So the potential utility is clear. Now, the agreement with Rio Tinto will facilitate the co-development of those pouch cell batteries into battery modules, so lots of different pouch cells arranged in that hard outer casing, which will be suitable for use in the mining industry in heavy mobile equipment. But I think one of the more interesting aspects of the deal could be the application to stationary applications for its batteries. So, for example, in grid energy storage. Because of the nature of the chemistry of aluminium, it tends to be heavier than lithium ion batteries. And while for things like electric cars, where a premium is put on how far those cars can go, in a stationary application, weight is not an issue. So the upsides of graphene aluminium batteries being able to charge a lot faster and have a higher output could be seen even more in those applications. And that's not to mention the benefits of the fact that graphene aluminium batteries are a lot safer, because as I'm sure you know, lithium ion batteries, if compromised, can ignite or explode. And also graphene aluminium batteries are a lot more environmentally friendly because they don't use the toxic chemicals found in lithium ones.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I've just got one final question for you. Obviously, Rio Tinto, an enormous company. So just what does it mean for GMG to get a deal like this?
I think the first important thing is that it's a $6 million Australian dollar facility spread over 2 years. And this is for preferential access rights to the graphene aluminium batteries. And this cash will be very important for GMG in the near to medium term, because it provides a reliable source of revenue for them alongside their Thermal XR graphene coatings line. And that means they'll be able to better fund their growth operations going forward. But I think importantly, the agreement should also help offset development costs for its pouch cell batteries, which are going to be the real commercial moneymaker in the future. And it should also help de-risk future industrial applications in the future and remove potential barriers to entry in those industries. But I think stepping away from that, just as importantly, this agreement shows the attractiveness of GMG and its core technology in facilitating the transition to net zero for the biggest of industrial partners, because GMG will be making an important contribution towards the long-term carbon emissions reductions goals of companies like Rio Tinto, which have already signed multiple agreements worth millions of dollars, investing in clean energy companies and investing millions into green assets. And I think this agreement shows that GMG is a core part of that strategy, and it shows the potential upside for being a partner for other companies in the future as well.
Plenty for us to keep an eye on then, Daniel. So thank you very much indeed for the information. And if you'd like to read Daniel's report into GMG, you can do so by clicking on the link up there in the corner.